I wrote this song to honor their spirits.
for listening to Blue Sky Radio. Today is Valentine's Day, and we're here speaking with Gareth Laffley. And Gareth was, it's pretty interesting regarding the flute, and we'll get right to it. Since today is Valentine's Day, Gareth actually had something to say about the flute regarding being a courtship instrument.
That's right, yeah. So since today is Valentine's Day, I'd love to take just a minute to tell you a little bit about the history of the Native American flute. Originally, the flutes were made as courtship instruments. The young Native American men would sit outside of the huts or the teepees of the women and play flute for them at night. And if a woman came out to see who was playing flute, then that meant she had to marry whoever that person was. So flutes have brought people together for many, many years and have changed a lot of lives. And after the two people would get married, the man would take his flute, wrap it up in a blanket, and hide it somewhere. And today, they're finding all these flutes around the country that have been preserved since the 1800s, and there's all these flutes that are intact that have been hidden, and that's really why we know about the flutes today, is from the courtship instrument that was set aside.
Wow, that's really beautiful. So many inspirational stories coming out of there. Like, that is really, I had never actually heard about that. That is very unique. Wow.
Absolutely. And what's really interesting about the flute is, since the flute isn't like a traditional instrument where you have sheet music for it and it's something that you learn or play in a band, it's something that comes from the heart. And that way, when a man would play for a woman, she could hear what was in his heart based off of what the music he was playing. And that's why the flute is so personal. You know, that's why there's so much energy and creativity that comes out of flute music today.
Wow, that is so extraordinary. I had never heard about that. That's something that I think people will really appreciate hearing. I wonder if that can bring something back for people too today, because what woman wouldn't want to be courted by, you know, her potential future husband?
Absolutely,
using,
yeah,
using his emotions. That is just such a beautiful way of showing someone how special they are to you.
It is, but you have to comply with city ordinances and not get out big amplifiers in the middle of the night too. That's kind of frowned upon.
That's funny. Yeah, I guess, like, bring the person to a quiet place, I guess. Yeah, today there's a lot of things, like, you know, I guess you have to know the person and things like that, but it's a really beautiful way of, yeah, right? Well, it definitely beats some of the websites where people hook up. I mean, I think this would be a more natural way of, you know, seeing that somebody actually cares about you. They took the time to write you a beautiful song and play it from the heart.
Absolutely. And you know, that's something that's so special about music, is it allows somebody to tell a story that is completely personal. You know, it's something that's unique to the person that's doing the music.
Yeah.
I know for me, doing my music, I was never taught how to play the Native American flute. That's just something that I taught myself and allowed the music to really guide me as I was teaching myself. And it really transformed the music that I do and allowed me to do what I do today.
Mm-hmm. I could see that. I mean, we've been listening to your music, and it is very emotional, and you kind of feel like you're drawn into a story. And I know some of the things you obviously have written about horses in your music, and you can really feel, like, I felt like I was transported and somehow part of these horses' journey in a way. And like some of the things that you sing about, or like, they really transform, like, it transforms, and I feel like it really brings you into the music. Like, you have a real talent for capturing the emotion of a moment and, like, putting it into words too. That's an extraordinary talent that you have.
Well, thank you so much. You know, as a musician, that's really one of my ultimate goals, is to be able to take something that I feel or something that I witness and to be able to tell a story through the music. And, you know, that's so awesome that you bring that up, because music is something that's so powerful, where it can inspire people, and it can not only just show people about something, but it can show someone what a musician is feeling. You know, music is a way of transferring feeling in a way that nothing else can.
Yeah, and it's really nice too because obviously we live in a world where a lot of artists are looking for attention, or maybe their motivation is not always being able to inspire others, but they're inspired by the fact that, you know, they're a celebrity, or, you know, they're getting, you know, they're making lots of money or something like that, and they're on the front cover of a magazine, or nowadays on social media and things like that. So, like, and it's not always very heartfelt music, whereas when your inspiration comes from, you know, love and actually trying to share a message, you can, it's really obvious the difference. And I mean, you write your own stuff too. A lot of musicians or artists, you know, they don't sing their own songs.
Right. Yeah. It is interesting to see, the way the music world is going in a lot of ways today, but you know, every time that you see an artist that's stepping out and really singing something that means something, or doing music that has a purpose behind it. You know, that's what music is all about. I think we definitely need to see a lot more of that today.
Yeah, that's true. Well, do you want to talk a bit about your native heritage?
Absolutely, yeah. So I come from the Mi'kmaq people of Maine, Canada, New Brunswick, as well as the Cree people. And I've had the opportunity to really take in the history of my heritage and combine that with the music that I do to be able to tell stories to people and to be able to relate to people at different colleges. I'll go and speak and do music at different colleges talking about Native American culture and music, as well as do different programs for school children. It's just so important to me to be able to take the culture that's been here in North America for so many years and to share that with today's youth. You know, it's so important that we remember the heritage that was here before.
Yeah, definitely. Like they say, this is all indigenous land that we're on here, so we have to pay respect to everyone. And going out to schools is so important too. And what a role model that you're able to be for young people. That's amazing, actually. So thank you for all your commitment. And I'm really in awe of all of what you're doing, and the fact that you even have something like an anti-bullying program that you think of it, that's something that is important to you. That's also really extraordinary. So, you know, congratulations on all your hard work and all of the heart that you put into what you're doing. It's actually, as somebody that's watching, it's really incredible to see.
Well, I really appreciate that, you know. I have to say, too, my music is something that has always been an outlet for me. It's been a way that I can express how I feel and to be able to take that feeling, as I mentioned, and share that feeling with people in a way that can benefit them. But at the same time, I've been so blessed to work with such a tremendous team of people throughout my musical career, awesome producers, musicians, and my parents have fully supported my music, and that's been one of the driving forces. That and my faith has just been really pushing me while I do the music. So it's been not just about the music, but about the people around me, and I think that's why the music that I do can tell a story, is because every song that I do has a special meaning to me and has a story to me, and then I can take that and share that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just looking at the photos of you with Nita Ryan, and I believe your mother might be in one of the pictures, and it's when you're at the memorial fence for Thundering Hooves, and there you can really see the emotions in the photos, like very captive moments. Just by looking at the photos, you can really tell it's very vivid. Like, I get drawn right into it, and I feel like I'm right there, and like, that documentary and what you did there is such a fantastic work, and getting people to talk about horses and in this world that we live in, where, you know, we really need, you know, what we need is heart in what we do, and that's really what you accomplished.
Well, thank you. You know, I feel so blessed that I was able to work with Nita and partner with Thundering Hooves for this project. You know, it's amazing what Nita is doing, and, you know, you talk about passion and heart and putting out a great message. She is just an absolutely wonderful role model for everyone that wants to have a cause, something that they can follow. I mean, she takes these statues of horses into hospitals so that the children there that are undergoing treatment for cancer or whatever they're facing, they can see this horse and they can put their hands on this horse. And she brings joy into so many people's lives. And seeing that and seeing all that she was doing really helped me to create the music for the documentary and to put my heart into everything that I was doing. So it was awesome getting to work with her and Michael Lacun Rodriguez and just coming forward with this project that it was.
Yeah. I hope it'll be something that they may show at movie theaters eventually. I mean, I know it's still on the circuit for, I know it's in the Equus Film Festival, which started in New York last year and is coming to Canada this year. So, you know, it's still growing. It's a growing growing audience, I guess, so to speak.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, it's such an awesome project. The more people share about it, and that's why I really appreciate you talking about this project. You know, it's something that needs to be told, and thank you for giving a voice to it.
Oh, you're welcome. It's really actually traumatizing to witness. I mean, for me, the reason I even started this radio program some years ago is because I wanted to help be a voice for the horses that are facing these gruesome horror, both here in Canada and going to Mexico. So being able to put the people out there that are actually on the front lines, like you say, with Nita Ryan and other individuals, like that's sort of the whole purpose of this radio program. And like yourself, that are creating music and bringing the emotions in there, because it's such a difficult industry that a lot of people don't want to look at it, and they, you know, like they don't want to think about horse slaughter because it's, a lot of people feel like there's nothing we can do about it. So as opposed to try and get involved and try to become part of the whole mission, that, you know, we can still create change. The only way we can create change is by actually getting involved and supporting people who are trying to do something positive.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why it's so important to do whatever you can. You know, it's, people sometimes think, I can't really do anything. Like you mentioned, you know, there's not a lot of ways that they think they can help, but even just sharing something on Facebook, even just putting a message out there, if you can go out and for every good deed that you do, if you can inspire one other person, it doesn't matter how many people you reach, if there's one person that's inspired by what you do, then that's your goal.
Yeah.
You know, that's continuing that way that needs to travel.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, Gareth, what's next for you? What's your vision for the future?
Well, right now I'm continuing to work on two things. My first thing that I'm working on is continuing to pursue music, and I'm working on a few new recording projects, working on some touring as well. And in addition to that, I'm a full-time college student, so I'm working towards my bachelor's degree right now before transferring to another university for my master's degree.
Wow, that's amazing.
So continuing to stay very busy and continuing to work on music for films. So that's one of my greatest passions, is to be able to take, you know, all this amazing footage and these powerful images that you can see, like you see in the documentary, and to put music to that, to add the emotion to it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I love.
Wow. That's great work. And where can people find your music other than what they have heard within this radio hour and podcast? Where can people listen to your music online, or where can they purchase your music?
Well, people can listen to my music on my website, which is garethmusic.com. That's GARETH music.com, as well as Amazon, iTunes, and CD Baby. All my music is there as well.
Nice. Well, it's been really great talking with you. Thank you so much for coming on Blue Sky Radio. I'm very proud to have talked to you today, and I will continue to share your music and your positive message of unity and love and doing something great for your community. I think you're a great inspiration for so many people. And you're so young as well, which is so amazing that, you know, here you are. There are people older than you that do far less and have achieved much less, but you can still be an inspiration to people who have Because it's hard sometimes to keep your heart open in this world we live in. With the hardship that we face, people sometimes become hardened. And music is a way to help us to feel again. So you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you very much, Annie. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And thank you for all that you do. You know, as a musician, we have to get our message out there. But without people like you, we couldn't be able to do what we do. So thank you very much for that.
Well, you're quite welcome. I'm the one who was really thankful and proud to be able to share your music, and I know people will appreciate it and enjoy it. So, Gareth Laffley.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, and on Valentine's Day as well, we heard a little bit about the special background of flute, which I had no idea that that was the background of it. That's really fantastic. I think that that's something that men should, or women too, can take to heart, that, you know, play from the heart. If you love someone, share via music. That's a way to capture somebody's heart, definitely.
Absolutely.
All right, Gareth. Well, thank you again so much. And if you ever want to come on Blue Sky again, please stay in touch and let me know. I would love to have you back anytime.
That sounds great. Thank you so much.
All righty. Calling my name.
is the last ride.
The sacred hoop of my people was one of the many hoops that made one circle. As individual fingers, we can easily be broken, but all together, we make a mighty fist.
That I can't remember what I meant to find. Somewhere along the road I guess I lost my hope. Voices calling out my name say that I'm the only one to blame. I've got to wake up myself, I can't keep living this way. I get so tired of this. I feel like I just can't win. So I raise my voice up to the sky, though I'm the only one near to you. like the empty feeling of an old ghost town. Gonna wipe the dust out of my eyes, take off this thin disguise. Break these chains, untie these knots. Gonna claim the hope I thought I lost. Gonna wake up myself, I can't keep living this way. I get so tired of this. I feel like I just can't win. So I raise my voice up to the sky. Though I'm the only one near to hear the reason why. The only thing that'll make me feel free starts with me. So tired of this. I feel like I just can't win. So I raise my voice up to the sky. Though I'm the only one near to hear the reason why. The only thing that'll make me feel free. I get so tired of this. I feel like I just can't win. So I raise my voice up to the sky. Though I'm the only one near to hear the reason why. The only thing that'll make me feel free starts with me. Starts with me.
Thanks for listening to Blue Sky Radio. We have been speaking with Gareth Laffoley for the last hour, and we just heard The Last Ride, which is the theme song for a documentary, Their Last Ride. Gareth also composed the music for the film, soundtrack, and background music. The Last Ride was recorded at the legendary Muscle Shoals in Alabama with Grammy-winning engineer Jimmy Nutt and Will McFarlane, one of the legendary Swampers. Gareth traveled to Texas to make the music video for The Last Ride song with Michael Aku Rodriguez, who was the filmmaker along with Nita Ryan of Thundering Hooves on their Last Ride documentary film. When they shot the video, it included going to Presidio in Texas and shooting outside the holding pens before the horses get shipped across the border to Mexico for slaughter. Filming also occurred at the Thundering Hooves Memorial Fence, a moving tribute to all the slaughter-bound horses made by Nita Ryan of Thundering Hooves. Gareth says that the writing the music for the film was very emotional, and Gareth put his heart and soul into the music to help drive the emotion behind the film. Second, you heard the song Voices of the Guardians, which is a new release of Gareth, and it was recorded with Emmy Award-winning producer Lance Bendixson and features award-winning Native American actor Wes Studi of Dances with Wolves, Last of the Mohicans, Avatar, and Hostiles. And we also heard the song Starts With Me. So I want to put out a huge thank you to Gareth Laffoley for coming on Blue Sky Radio today. It was a pleasure to speak with him. If you want to find this show in other places, you can go to radiowaterloo.ca. Also, Blue Sky Radio has a Facebook page named Blue Sky Radio, where you can find some of the other interviews as well as some video slides. Thanks so much for listening to Blue Sky Radio today. I hope you have a really great rest of your day. Thanks again to Gareth Laffoley, who took the time to spend time with us here today. And happy Valentine's Day.